here has a cat, or cats, plural. We have cats, plural. We have two. And, well, our story today is about a cat, and this cat's name was Freddie. And Freddie was a very loved cat. He was loved by Lisa and Roy, and they loved Freddie so much because he was a very prayed-for cat, because they had prayed for quite a while before they got a cat. And so they got Freddie, and they loved Freddie, and they loved to play with Freddie. They'd take a string and, you know, drag it across the floor and have different things for him to pounce and to chase. But in spite of all of his exercise that he got from playing around, Freddie was a very fat cat. We have one of those at home. Woody gave us a cat, and Honeycrisp, she likes to eat. All the cats we've had before in our life, we just put out food and they eat when they want to. You put food out and just keep it there, and Honey will eat and eat and eat. But Freddie must have been a little like that, because Freddie was a fat cat. Well, it was winter time where Roy and Lisa lived. And where they lived in the winter time, there's some white stuff that would come down from the sky. And so it happened, a big storm was coming through, and it got really cold, and they got lots and lots of snow. And so finally the kids, they were tired of being cooped up inside, and so they decided they were going to bundle up and go outside. And one thing, though, about Freddie, he was an indoor cat, and actually Honeycrisp, she's an indoor cat now, and lately she's been being by the door and wants to sneak out the door. Well, that's what Freddie liked to do. So Freddie would try and he'd sneak out the door, and they'd catch him and they'd bring him back to the house. But he was always there to just kind of sneak past you. So here it was. It was this day where it had snowed and snowed and snowed. It was pretty high. And the kids went out to play, and Freddie had tried to get out, but they didn't let him out. Well, Mom decided that she was going to brave the cold, and she was going to go out and get the mail. So she opened the door, and if you've ever been where there's snow, when that sun hits the snow, it blinds you. And so Mom opened up the door, and so she was blinded by the sun, so she didn't see Freddie sneak past her and go out the door when she did. So she went to the mailbox, and Freddie, he'd kind of followed her, but she just didn't see him. And as she was opening up the mailbox, a snowplow was coming by. And the sound from that scared Freddie. And they had a box below their regular mailbox for packages. And so Freddie jumped in there, but then Mom moved, the snowplow came by, and it covered up that box. It covered up just like below where the mailbox. And so Mom went inside with the mail, and a little bit later the kids came inside and they started to look for Freddie. And they couldn't find Freddie anywhere. They looked and they looked at all his favorite hiding spots, and they just couldn't find Freddie. But nobody knew that Freddie was outside covered up in that box from the snow. And so they started to pray for Freddie. And, you know, dear Jesus, please help us to find Freddie. Somehow he must have got out, but we don't know where he is. And one day passed, and 2 days passed, and 3 days passed. Finally, 17 days had gone past. And the sun had come out, and it started to melt the snow. And Mom went outside to go get the mail, and she heard a little sound. And looked down in there, and there was Freddie. He was still alive. They brought him inside. Of course, he was probably able to get water from the snow melting and dripping in there. But they found him, and they were so happy that God had answered their prayers. And as they figured out where he was, they started to kind of piece the story together about what must have happened. But Freddie, you know, of course, he was very happy to be eating again. And he had come through just fine, but he wasn't quite as fat as he was before. So he wasn't Fat Cat Freddie anymore. But they were just so happy, the kids were, of how Jesus, once again, for their very prayed-for cat, had answered their prayers. And Freddie had come through that just fine.